Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Yotes. We actually got up to the top of Yotes Amin Aleph, but by request from some of our online listeners, we'll back up and begin from the Gemara toward the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis. That's where the rabbi left off in last cycle, and in any event, it's better to get back into the sugya, picking up from the Gemara. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha. We thank Dr. Landerer very, very much for his continued sponsorship and support of our shiur. So, if you'll recall, yesterday we saw the Mishnah about Stam Nedarim. Our Mishnah told us that Stam Nedarim are Lahachmir, meaning that if you say something and you can interpret that statement to either be a binding neder or not, meaning that you can interpret the statement either to be matfis on a davar ha-nadur, in which case it would be a valid neder, or a davar ha-asur, like a vodazara or something which is asur anyway, that would not be a binding neder. We're going to be machmir, and we're going to interpret your statement as if you meant to create a binding neder. We also saw that if you interpret, if you actually give interpretation to your neder, and you do so in a manner that is makil, i.e., in a manner that would lead to there not being a binding neder, then we'll believe you as well, because obviously you're going to be believed to explain your comments. However, without any explanation, we're going to assume that you intended that there be a valid and binding neder. Then at the end of the Mishnah, we said that really it depends on what area of Eretz Yisrael you are, because if you have phrases that mean different things in different places, then whether there's a binding neder could turn on where you are. For example, if you're in a place where everybody refers to Truma, or where people refer to Truma as Truma's Halishka, or maybe regular Truma of Truma's Dagan, then we're going to interpret your statement L'chumra, and we're going to say you actually intended Truma's Halishka, therefore it's going to be a binding neder. But if you're in an area of Eretz Yisrael where nobody refers to Truma's Halishka as Truma, that whenever somebody says Truma 100% of the time, they mean regular Truma, Truma's Dagan, which is Davar Ha'asar, and therefore something which is not capable of being Matfis and Neder, then there is not going to be a valid Neder. So we are going to spend the entire sugya today, starting with the Gemara and then taking all of Yudtes, both Amud Aleph and most of Amud Beis, trying to figure out who the Tana of our Mishnah is, who said that Stam Nedarim are Lahachmir, in light of the Stira, which we started seeing yesterday, where there's another Mishnah in Seder Taharos that says that Stam Nezirus is Lahakel. Nezirus, of course, is a form of Neder, so we have conflicting Mishnayas. We have our Mishnah, which says that Stam Nedarim is Lahachmir. We have a Mishnah in Taharos that says Stam Nezirus is Lahakel. So who is the author of our Mishnah? So let's pick up again from the Gemara at the bottom of Yud Ches Amud Beis. Says the Gemara as follows. We're going to read this part pretty quickly because we covered it yesterday. Vatanya Sufik Nezirus Lahakel is Stira, because our Mishnah said that Stam Nedarim is Lahachmir. We have another Mishnah that says that Stam Nezirus is Lahakel. Nezirus, of course, is a form of Neder. Samar Rav Zeira Lokasha Ha Rav Elazar Var Rabbanan. It says Rav Eliezer. We have mentioned yesterday that it has to be Rav Elazar. We'll see why today. But what we're saying is that it's not a Stira, it's a Machlokes, that our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. The Mishnah in Taharos is going like Rav Elazar. How do we know that? D'tanya, because we have the following case. Hamaktish Chayaso Uve Maso. If a person is Maktish, his Chayos and his behemos is the Girsa and the Gemara. As we mentioned yesterday, most Rishonim change the Girsa to Chayoso o Behemoso, that if you are Maktish, your Chayos or your behemos, meaning all animals within that category. So we have two different categories of animals. We have a category of animal called Chaya, wild animals. We have Behema, domesticated animals. The Gemara is going to introduce us to an animal called a Kui, which is a Suffolk Chaya, Suffolk Behema. So if, let's say, you're Maktish, your Chayos or your Behemos, Hiktish is a Kui. So the Tanakhama says you're also Maktish the Kui, even though it's a Suffolk. Since you are Maktish, your Chayos or your Behemos, okay, you're going to put your Kui, which is a Suffolk, into one of these definitive categories in order to be Maktish it. Rav Elazar Omer lo ektish as a koi. Rav Elazar argues and says, no, you are not maktish the koi, because the koi is a suffik. You are only maktish either your vadai chayos or your vadai behemos. I say either or, and Tosfos points out, because even according to Rav Elazar, who says that you're not maktish a koi, if you were actually were maktish chayoso uvehemoso, if you were maktish all your animals, then by definition, you're being makdish the koi. But if it's chaya or behema, since the koi is a suffek, you're not going to be makdish the koi. So we have the chachamim saying, yes, you're makdish the koi. Rav Elazar says, no. So mandi amr mamona mayel is feka, gufe nami mayel. So the mandi amr says that mamona mayel is feka, meaning the chachamim, that if you say chayaso behema, so you intend also to be makdish the koi, therefore you are going to insert yourself into a suffek, meaning that if you utter a phrase which is ambiguous and could be interpreted in one of two ways, either to yes, create a binding neder, or no, to not create a binding neder, you're going to be machnis yourself into the suffek, and we're going to assume that you intended to create a binding neder. However, amandi amar mamona lamaya lesfeka gufe kolshka inda lamaya lesfeka. However, according to Rav Elazar, who says that you're not makdish the koi, because if you're makdish either this or that, you are not including in your statement something which is a suffek, meaning you're not even going to put your money into a state of suffek, into a state of sveikus. Certainly, yourself, if there's a suffek, whether you intended a neder or a naziris, you're not going to inject yourself into that state of suffek. So again, that's what we covered until yesterday. So just to sum up, we had a stira between our Mishnah and a Mishnah Meseches Taharos. Our Mishnah says Stam Nedarim is Lahachmir, and Taharos it says Stam Nedarim is Lahakil. It's a stira. It's not a stira, it's a machlokes. Our Mishnah holds like the Chachamim. That Mishnah holds like Rev Elazar. Okay, so says the Gemara in Avaiter, top of Yud Tesam and Aleph, first line. So Amar Le Abaye, Maya Kimta Lesafik Naziris Lahakel Karev Elazar. Okay, so you've told me now that the Mishnah of Safik Naziris Lahakel in Seder Taharos is Lahakel. Is rather like Rev Elazar. But Ema Seifa, but look at the Seifa of that Mishnah. Safik Bechoros, if you have a Safik Bechor, so Bechoros generally have sanctity, depending on what type of Bechor we're talking about. If it's a Bechor of a human being, then the Bechor requires a Pidyon HaBen under certain circumstances. If it's the Bechor of a Behema Tahora, then that Bechor has to be given to the Kohanim. And if it's the Bechor of a Chamar, which is a Behema Tameya, then you have to do what's called Pidyon Petar Chamar. You have to exchange it for a sheep, and the sheep has to go to the Kohen, and then you're allowed to use your donkey. But a Bechor has a certain level of sanctity. Now you have an animal which is a Safek Bechor. What does it mean, a Safek Bechor? It means that there are twins born. There's a boy and a girl. You don't know which one came out first. So you don't know if the first one's a boy. You don't know if the first one's a girl. Or it could be that the mother experienced the mother gave birth to a Nathal before, but it's a Safek. We don't know whether it was a Nathal or not. Okay, so you have a Safek of a Bechor. Echad Bechorei Adam, Echad Bechorei Behema, Bein Tamea, Bein Tahora, whether it's Tamea or Tahora, meaning whether it's a Bechor Behema Tahora, which you would just give to a Kohen, whether it's a Bechor Behema Tamea, which you wouldn't give to a Kohen, but which you would swap into a sheep and then give the sheep to the Kohen. So the halacha is Amosi Mechavero Olavaraya. That whoever wants to extract money from the other has to bring a raya. This is a regular, this is a familiar dintas in Dine Mamanis, meaning that a Yisrael has a bechor, but it's a suffek whether it's a bechor. The Kohen says, hey, that's a bechor, give me my animal, or you owe me 5 slum in order to be poda your son. So the Yisrael could say, amotzi mechaver olav haraya, it's a suffek, and therefore you must prove that it's actually a bechor, in which case you're going to be entitled to take it. Okay, so amotzi mechaver olav haraya, that seems like a kula, right, from the perspective of the Yisrael, because the Kohen actually has to bring a firm raya that it's a bechor in order to take it. If not, the Yisrael gets to keep it. So that seems to be a kula. However, says the Gemara, Vatani Allah v'asurin begiza v'avoda. But it's also asur in Giza and Avoda. Just like a Bechor has a certain level of sanctity, this animal is also asur in Giza and Avoda. And the Mefarish points out over here, afal pi delo havevadai, even though it's not a vadai Bechor, still you have to conduct yourself with regard to the animal with all of those restrictions of a Bechor. And the Mefarish says that what does this prove? This proves alma safek kodshim lechumra v'asur begiza v'avoda. That safek kodshim is lechumra, right? Because we have an animal, we don't know if it's a Bechor or not, but we're saying we're going to treat it like a Bechor in that you're not allowed to work it. So obviously safek kachim is lechumra. The problem is that the resha, if you're telling me that our Mishnah is like Rav Elazar, right, because safek naziris lahakel we had said is like Rav Elazar, where did we get Rav Elazar shita from? We got Rav Elazar shita from the case where the guy is maktish chayaso obehe maso, and Rav Elazar said lo hiktish esakui. He wasn't makdish lekui. Aye, that's a case of safek kachim. And over there, he goes lekula. He doesn't go lechumra. So how come over here, by safek kachim, by safek bechori, he's going to go lechumra? So says the Gemara. So Amar Lei, so he says, Amai kamadmes kedusha ba me'aleh lekedusha ba bidei adam. That you can't compare a kedusha ba me'aleh to a kedusha that comes from man. So in other words, says the Ran that the mesvara, if you are creating the kedusha, like by the case of hamaktish chayasa obey maso, if you are creating the kedusha, then it's mistaber to say that you do not intend to inject a case of suffolk into your declaration. And therefore, Rav Elazar could say that by a maktish chayasa obey maso, he does not intend to be maktish the koi because he doesn't intend to eject himself into the suffolk. However, by a kedusha ba bidei shamayim, then there is no svara, oh, he doesn't intend to inject it. It's not up to him. In other words, the Bechor is Safek Bidei Shamayim, either it's a Bechor or not. And therefore, because him and his Das and what he would want has nothing to do with the equation, maybe by Safek Bechor, we're going to go Lechumra, even though where he's creating the Hektish, by a Maktish Chayaso, Bei Maso, we're going to go Lekula. That's the way the Ran explains the answer of the Gemara. The Rashba's bothered because this is such an obvious distinction. What exactly was the Havamina here? In other words, isn't it Pasha that Hamaktish, if a person is Maktish an animal, is different from a Bechor, where you don't have to be Maktish the Bechor in order for the Bechor to be Kadosh? So the Rashba answer is that no, because even though because by Bechor, there is a mitzvah lahakdisho, even though it's kodosh me'aleh, and therefore there is maybe an element of the bialim being maktish the Bechor. Okay, whatever. So the Rashba has to kvetch out of teretz, because it seems to be a pretty obvious distinction here. So says the Gemara, Navaiter, Eli'i kasha, so that wasn't a kasha. The fact that we had Rabbi Lazar saying that when you create the hektish, you don't intend to inject yourself into a state of suffolk, but where the hektish is created itself, like by suffolk bechor, we go lechumra, that's not necessarily a stira, eli'i kasha ha'kasha. But if you want to say that our Mishnah is holding like Rav Elazar, I will find a stira for you. And the stira is as follows. Suffolk mashkin, if you have a suffolk mashkin, so you have mashkin and safek mashke, and the Mefarish points out, what does it mean, safek mashkin, that it's safek that the mashkin is tameh? The Mefarish says, no, that inherently all mashkin is considered to be a safek. Why? Because it doesn't have an ikur min ha-Torah, says the Mefarish. That in other words, that there is no tumas mashkin midoraisa. I, says the Mefarish, isn't there a pasuk of kol mashke asher yishteh b'chol kli yitameh, or yitma, isn't there a pasuk that tells us about tumas mashkin? Mefarish says, yeah, but that's talking about the ability of mashkin to be machshir something else, l'kabel tumah. But that's not l'inyan mashkin, that's not l'inyan mashkin itself. So the Ran says, no, we're not talking about stam mashkin. Unlike the Mefarish, who said that stam mashkin is called inherently a suffolk, the Ran says, no, we have a suffolk, legabe tuma, by mashkin. Very simple. Kigon shahosha tome yodo, lebena mashkin, ven yadue em nagabem. In other words, his hand, yadayim, are tome. Right, there's midrabanan such a thing called tumas yadayim. You stick your hand into a barrel, and you don't know whether you touched the mashke or not. So you don't know whether the mashke is tameh. So the halacha is like this: says the Gemara, safek mashkin li tameh, that it legabe becoming tameh itself, it is going to be tameh. But letameh acherim tar divrei Rav Meir. However, to be metameh other things, it is going to be tar. That is the shita of Rabbi Meir. Why would we have this weird shita that legabe itself it's going to be tame, but be metame something else it's going to be tahar? So, and the Rana says that for its own tumah we're going to go lechumra, but in order to be metame something else, we are going to go lekula. Why would it be that way? So some explain that legabe mashkin, I said that there's no such thing as tumas mashkin midaraisa, but some mafarshim explain that there's no such thing as tumas mashkin midaraisa from the perspective that the mashkin can't be metame anything else on a daraisa level.
However, the ability of a mashkin to contract tuma itself is a doraisa, and therefore, if we have a suffek, we don't know whether the mashkin is tameh, so we have to follow the principles of suffek daraisa lechumra and suffek darabanan lekula. If it's a suffek daraisa, meaning the ability of the mashkin to accept tuma itself, that's suffek daraisa, therefore we're going to go lechumra. How about the ability of the mashkin to be mitame something else? That's only on a darabanan level, therefore we're going to go lekula. Okay. So that's a sheet of Rav Meir. V'chein haya Rav Elazar Omar Kidvar Rav. And Rav Elazar said like Rav Meir. That Rav Elazar said like Rav Meir that we're going to follow Safek Daraisa L'chumra, Safek Drabanan L'kula by a case of Mashkin. Over here, this is the place where the Rosh Hashas Gores, that it's got to be Rav Elazar and not Rav Eliezer, because Rav Eliezer lived many decades before Rav Meir, so you couldn't say that Rav Meir said something, oh, and Rav Eliezer said like him. In other words, you could have said that Rav Eliezer held the same shita as Rav Meir, because even though Rav Eliezer lived before Rav Meir, he was entitled to hold the same shita as Rav Meir. But to say Rav Eliezer Omer Kidvarav, that you wouldn't be able to say, because obviously Rav Eliezer lived way before Rav Meir. Therefore, the Rosh Hashas changed the girsa to Rav Elazar, who was a contemporary of Rav Meir, and that way it makes sense, saying that Rav Elazar said the same thing. He said exactly the same thing as Rav Meir. Now, once you're changing it over here to Rav Elazar, in order to make this whole sugya make sense, where we're asking stiras within Rav Elazar, obviously you have to change all of the girsa, or all of the girsos, rather, to Rav Elazar. Okay. So again, we have Rav Elazar holding like Rav Meir, that stam mashkin, if you have a suffek mashkin, legabe whether it itself is tameh, that we're going to go lechumra, legabe whether it could be metameh something else, we're going to go lekula. Okay, so says the Gemara, umi savar le Rav Elazar li tameh tameh, but does Rav Elazar say that stam mashkin, suffek mashkin, even legabe whether itself it's tameh, we're going to go lechumra, and we're going to say that it's tameh? Vatanya, but we have a conflicting brisa. Rav Elazar Omer, ein tumas lamashkin kol ikur. There is no tumas mashkin at all. Now, if there's no such thing as tumas mashkin on a daraisa level, then why by a suffik of tumas mashkin would we ever go lechumra? The halacha is suffik daraisa lechumra, suffik drabanan lekula. So if you're telling me that all of tumas mashkin is only midrabanan, we should always go lekula. How do I know that all of Tumas Mashkin is only midrabanan according to Rav Elazar? Because of the following. Shareyed Rav Yossi ben Yoezer ish Sreda, because Yossi ben Yoezer ish Sreda was made al ayim kamsa dechan, that on a certain type of grasshopper that it was tar, because there are certain grasshoppers which are kosher, which you're allowed to eat, and certain grasshoppers which you're not allowed to eat. So Rav Yossi ben Yoezer ish Sreda was made that a certain type of grasshopper is going to be kosher for consumption. Val mashkin base mitbachaya dachan, that or dachan, and on mashkin base mitbachaya, and the whole liquid situation that's in a base mitbachaya. What's a base mitbachaya? It's a shachtos. It's a shechting floor, and they used to have, let's say, a base mitbachaya by the base of Mikdash, obviously, because they were always shechting many, many karbanos, and there's a ton of liquid. Right? There's the blood from the animals, and there's the other liquid from the animals, and there's the water that they would use to clean the floor, and he was made Tachan, that it was tar, that in other words, they made a gzeira that all of the mashka base mitbachaya should be tar. So, and what's the question? So the question is, obviously, there is no such thing as tumas mashkin on a daraisa level. Because if there was such a thing as tumas mashkin on a daraisa level, how in the world can they have made a gzeira that the mashkin base mitbachaya is tar, and they're going to abrogate an iser midaraisa? So obviously the whole din of Tumas Mashkin is only midrabanan. But if the whole din of Tumas Mashkin is only midrabanan, the question is, if we have a suffik Tumas Mashkin, whether it itself is tameh, why does he go lechumra? Because it's only a suffik derabanan, it's not a suffik daraisa. So we shouldn't apply the halach of suffik daraisa lechumra. Says the Gemara, Hani chalishmuel diamar docha milatame acherim. Aval Tumas Asman yeshbem shapir. So if you want to interpret like Shmuel, who says, oh, what does it mean when it says Mashka Beis Mitzvachai is Dachan, it means it's tar? doesn't mean that it itself is Torah. It means it doesn't have the power to be metame anything else. So that fits perfectly with the sheet of Rav Elazar. He'll say that the ability to be metame something else is only a din d'rabbanan, therefore we're going to be mekil. Whether it itself can be mekabel tuma, that's a din d'oraisa, therefore we're going to be machmir. And in the Brisa where we say that mashkin beis mitzvachai is tar, it doesn't mean it itself is tar. It means it's tar from being metame other things. Says the Gemara, but Ela L'Rav, the Yomar Dachan Mamish, but according to Rav, who said that, no, when it says Mashke Basement Bechaya, it's Dachan, it's fully tar, my Ikal Meimar, what can you say? In this case, it doesn't make sense, because if the mashkin are actually tar, then why would Rav Elazar say that Suffolk mashkin letame tame? That why would he say that by Suffolk mashkin itself it's going to be tame? If by Suffolk nazirus he said it's lahakel. So in other words, by Suffolk nazirus also, by the way, is a din daraisa. So if by nazirus, which is din daraisa, he's going to say lahakel, so why in the world by Suffolk tumas mashkin, which itself is obviously only a din rabbanon, why would he be machmir? It's a kashan Rav Elazar. Says the Gemara, Elaha Rav Yehuda Var Rav Shimon. Scrap that. Forget that I said it's Rav Elazar. We have to say that one Mishnah is like Rav Yehuda, and one Mishnah is like Rav Shimon. Meaning that the Mishnah by Nazirus is the Shita of Rav Yehuda, and the Mishnah by Nedarim, our Mishnah is like Rav Shimon. Who are Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon? So we're going to be introducing them right now. The Tanya says the Braisa as follows. Hareini Nazir im yesh bekri ze meyakur. He says that I'm going to be a Nazir if there are 100 jelly beans in this jar. V'halach umatzu shenigna v'osha avad. And then he goes and he tries to count the jelly beans, like in the contest that they play by the birthday parties, and it turns out that some kids stole the jelly beans. So we don't know whether there were 100 or whether there were 99 or however many there were there. Okay, so we have no idea how many there were, but the guy said that if there were 100 jelly beans in the jar, he's going to be a Nazir. So what happens? So Rabbi Yehuda Matir. So Rabbi Yehuda says he's going to be Matir. Why? Because Suffolk Naziris is Lahakel. We have a Suffolk whether the guy's a Nazir, because we don't know how many jelly beans were in the jar, and therefore we're going to be Mekil. And Rav Shimon Oser, and Rav Shimon is going to be, and Rav Shimon says it's going to be Oser. In other words, Rav Shimon says that he is going to be an Oser, because unlike the Tana of the Mishnah in the Naziris, who says that Rav Yehuda is Matir, our Mishnah by Nedarim, that Stam Nedarim is Lahachmir, is like Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon is going to be Machmir in that case. Tosfos asks, how can Rav Shimon be Machmir? So Machmir means that we're going to say that he's a Nazir, right? So the guy says, I'm a Nazir if there's 100 jelly beans in the jar. We can't count the jelly beans because some kids stole them. So Rav Shimon's going to say, we're Machmir on you. You're going to have to be a Nazir. So being a Nazir is one thing. The problem is, what happens at the end of Nazirus? That at the end of Nazirus, you actually have to bring karbanas. How are you bringing these karbanas into the Azara? You're bringing these karbanas into the Beis HaMikdash. It's a suffix that you're bringing chulin into the Azara. Because if you were never really a Nazir, then you're not chayef to bring these karbanas. And if you're not chayef to bring these karbanas, you have no business being in the Azara with these animals. So Tosfos explains that when we say machmir, it means machmir that we're machmir on him, that he now has to be mekabel on himself, a nazirus nedava. So in other words, because we're machmir, because we're going to interpret his nazirus, his kabbalas nazirus l'chumra, we're going to make him take a new kabbalas nazirus nedava, assuming that other one wasn't toface. And therefore, says Tosfos, Maman of Shach, at the end of the nazirus, he is going to have to bring his karbanas nazirus, either because he's chayiv or because alt nedava, he's going to bring those karbanas nazirus. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter, five lines up. So again, we had a stira, stam nedarim are lahachmir, and suffik naziris is lahakel. So he said, no, one is Rav Yehuda, one is Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda is the one who is mekel, Rav Shimon is the one who is machmir. Great. Rami Rav Yehuda ad Rav Yehuda. But now we're asking Akasha Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda. Is Rav Yehuda really mekel? Miyam Rav Yehuda lo ma'ayel inish nafshe l'sveika? Will Rav Yehuda really say that a person is not going to be ma'ayel himself to a sveika? He's not going to inject himself into a safek? And therefore, if the guy says that I'm a nuzzer, if there's 100 jelly beans in the jar and then we can't count the jelly beans, he's not going to be a nuzzer because he never intended to inject himself into the safek? For a mini, but for the Gemara Akasha, Rav Yehuda omer stam shruma b'yehuda. da sura, stam truma, if he says truma, if he says that this thing should be usur like truma, then in Yehuda, it's going to be usur, because in Yehuda, there are people who refer to truma as truma salishka, which is a davar and nader, and therefore the nether is going to be tofes. Uva Galil mutares, but in Galil it's going to be mutter because it's not a valid neder. Why? She'ein anshe Galil makiren es truma salishka. Because in the anshe Galil do not know what truma salishka is because they live so far from the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore in Galil, when you say truma, everybody assumes that you mean only truma's goren. So in other words, there's no tzad even to interpret that you maybe mean truma salishka. Says the Gemara, Taima Dein Makirin. But the reason that it's not a valid nether is because they Makirin is because they don't know what Truma Salishka is. Ho Makirin Asurin. But if in the Galil they would know what Truma Salishka is, and you said that Stam Truma in the Galil, then it would be Asur, meaning as long as there's a reason to assume that they might have intended a neder, we are going to say that it is usur. So you can't say that Rav Yehuda will hold that you're never ma'ayil yourself to a suffik, that you never inject yourself into a suffik, because over here, Rav Yehuda does say that you inject yourself into a suffik. That the Ron is bothered. Why do we have to fetch out a raya from what happens in the Galil, that, oh, the only reason why it's not a nether is because in the Galil, nobody refers to Truma as Truma Salishka. But if people did refer to it as Truma Salishka, then it would be a valid nether. The Reisha of the Mishnah said that in Yehuda, it's Usur. In Yehuda, it's Usur. In Yehuda, don't people refer to it both as Truma Salishka and Truma as Goren? So don't we see from the Reisha itself, the review that says that if we have a suffix, we go L'chumra? Says the Ran, no, because in Yehuda, the Truma Salishka was so prevalent, it's like almost 100% of the people, when they say Truma, they refer to Truma Salishka. So it's not even a 50-50 suffix. So therefore, we can't bring a Raya from the Reisha. We can only bring a Raya from the Seifa. So says the Gemara, that now the Gemara now reinterprets what happened in the case of Nazir, in the case of Naziris. So Amar Rava, Gabe Kri, by Naziris, in other words, Kri, where the guy said that Arini Nazir, if there's 100 jelly beans in the jar, Ksavar, Kol Shesfeiko Chomer Mivadai, Lo Ma'ayol Nafshe Lesfeika. Ah. So now we're being mechalek, the chilukim are getting finer now in the Gemara. Now we're being mechalek between a regular suffek and a situation where the suffek, where being a suffek something is worse than being a vadai something. In other words, what we're saying now is like this. Maybe Rav Yehuda does say that a person's going to inject himself into a status of suffek. And therefore, by neder, by nedarim, if we don't know what the guy meant, maybe we're going to interpret his words l'chumra. However, where interpreting his words l'chumra, where injecting himself into a suffek, is going to make him worse off than if he were a vadai of that thing, then Rav Yehuda would say, that type of suffek a person would never inject himself into. So therefore, by naziris, where being a suffek is worse than a vadai, a person would never intend to inject himself into. So why is a suffek nazar worse than a vadai nazar? So the Gemara explains, Dilugabe nazar vadai megaleach umevi karban venechal. Because if a person's a nazar vadai, so whatever, it's not pleasant, but he'll be a nazar for 30 days. He'll do the giluach after the 30 days. He'll bring his karbanos, and then he'll go on his merry way. He'll go continue living his life. But al sfeiko lo matzi megaleach. But on a suffek, the Naziris never ends because you can't be Megaleach. Now Ron explains, why can't you ever be Megaleach? It says not that you can't be Megaleach, but you can only be Megaleach if you bring a Karban, and you can't bring a Karban because you might be bringing Chulin into the Azara, meaning you're stuck. So this is the point that Tosfos made earlier on Amud Aleph. So by suffek Naziris, it's worse than being a vadai nazir. So dafka by suffek naziris, a guy would never intend to inject himself into a suffek. Even though it could be by a regular suffek, maybe a person would intend to inject himself into a suffek. Says the Gemara Vayter, Samar Rav Huna bar Yehuda l'Rava, Samar le'Rav Huna bar Yehuda l'Rava, Amar Arini nazir olam mai. But if a guy said Arini nazir olam, what would Allah be? In other words, we said that by naziris, a person would never intend himself to be bound by the suffek, because because being a Safek Nazir is worse than a Vaday Nazir, because a Vaday Nazir, the Naziris ends, a Safek Nazir, the Naziris never ends. But what if the Naziris that you were accepting upon yourself was not a Stam Naziris of Shloshim Yom? It was a Naziris Olam. It was a Naziris forever. So in the case where it was a Naziris Olam, the Safek is not more Chamer than the Vaday, because in both cases you can never bring a Karban, because your Naziris never ends. Samarlay, Nazir Olam Nami Sfeko Chamer Me Vaday. No, it's still more Chamer than a Safek is more Chamer than a Vaday. The Levaday Hichbid Sara Mekil Batar, because by a Vaday Nazir Olam, if your hair gets too long and heavy, you're allowed to chop off a little bit with a razor, or maybe Shalosh Behemos, and you could bring some Karbanos for that as an atonement, and then you could continue in your state of Nazir Olam. Vilusveka, lo. But if you're a Safek Nazir Olam, then you're not allowed to even be Mekil your hair. You're not allowed to chop off some of your hair with a razor. And again, over here, it's a situation where the Safek is worse than the Vaday, and therefore in that scenario, a person would never intend to inject himself into a state of Safek. Says the Gemara, Amar Hareini Nazir Shimshamai. But what if the guy says that Hareini Nazir Shimshon? Now in that case, the Safek is not worse than the Vaday, because a Nazir Shimshon is a Nazir Olam, and a Nazir Shimshon also, we don't say that if his hair gets too long, he's allowed to cut it with a razor. So in that case, by a Nazir Shimshon, there's no difference between a Safek Nazir and a Vaday Nazir, because in either case, he's stuck. He never gets out of his Naziris. He can never cut his hair at all. So that's not a situation where a Safek is worse than a Vaday. So in that case, a Safek should be Lahachmir, according to Rav Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Nazir Shimshon Lo Tanya. Well, we don't have we can't ask a kasha on the Shita Rav Yehuda from a case of Nazir Shimshon. There was no brisa about Nazir Shimshon. I should have mentioned that one key distinction between a Nazir Shimshon and a regular Nazir is that unlike a regular Nazir where you can't be Metame Lameis, a Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be Metame Lameis. How do we know that a Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be Metame Lameis? Because Shimshon killed a whole slew of Philistines. So therefore we see that he was able to be Metame Lameis. Now, what does it mean when it says that Nazir Shimshon Lo Tanya? It means that Nazir Shimshon Lo Tanya can't ask on Nazir Shimshon, because the whole kasha here is what a guy intends when he's being Mekabel Naziris. But Shimshon never articulated a Kabbalas Naziris. So trying to bring a raya from Nazir Shimshon where there was no Kabbalas Naziris itself doesn't really make sense. But says the Gemara, Amar Lei Vamar Rav Ada Barahava Tanya Nazir Shimshon. But he did learn a brisa with Nazir Shimshon. So Amar Lei Itanya Tanya. So he said, yeah, and Echinami. If he did learn a brisa by Nazir Shimshon, then I don't know how to reconcile Rav Yehuda Shita with that case of Nazir Shimshon. Meaning, if Rav Yehuda says, the reason that Rav Yehuda says that Stam Naziris is Lahakel is only because he'll say that a person would not inject himself into a Safek where the Safek is more Chomer than the Vaday, I don't know why Rav Yehuda would apply that halacha to Nazir Shimshon, because by Nazir Shimshon, a Safek is not worse than a Vaday, because in any case, you're stuck forever and you can never cut your hair with a razor. So we don't know how to interpret Rav Yehuda to fit him in to the brisa of Nazir Shimshon. Says the Gemara Vayter, so Rav Ashi Amarahu Rav Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfani. No, that's Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Tarfan. The Tanya, Rav Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfan Omar, Ein Echon Me'em Nazir, that neither of them is going to be a Nazir. Mishum De'ein Nazir Lefi Shelo Nitna Naziris Ela Lahafla. Because Naziris has to be definitive. So what are we talking about now? So if you look in the Ran explains that we're no longer talking about a case where the guy says that I'm a Nazir if there's 100 jelly beans in the jar. We're talking about a case where there were two guys who are sitting, they're on a park bench, and they're trying to play like a fun game, right? So one guy says, I'll be a Nazir if that guy coming towards us is Chayim. And the other guy says, I'm a Nazir if the guy coming towards us is not Chayim. And we don't know who it is, and then ultimately it turns out that we do know who it is, because the guy ultimately comes to us. So the halacha is that said in this brisa is that neither of them are a Nazir. Why? Because a Nazir, a vow of Naziris, has to be definitive when you are taking it upon yourself. So says the Gemara, but if that's the case, Ihachi, my Irish enignav osha avad. But if that's the case, then why in the case of Kri, in the case of the guy who says that I'll be a Nazir if there are 100 jelly beans in the jar, why do we say the reason that it's a Safek Naziris is because their jelly beans were stolen because a kid took the jelly beans, and now I'll never know if there are 100 jelly beans in the jar. If lo nitna naziris ela lahafla, if a vow of naziris has to be definitive in order to work, so at the time when the guy said the vow of naziris, I'll be a nazir if there's 100 jelly beans in the jar. We didn't know how many jelly beans there were. Forget it. Even if I was able to count them, I didn't know how many there were. So why would that ever be valid? Ela ladiach hakocho de Rabbi Shimon. It's to show you the koach of Rabbi Shimon, that Rabbi Shimon is the one, again, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's mekil, Rabbi Shimon is the one who's machmir, that the afal gav, the nignav oshova, ksavar ma'ayel nishnafse lisfeika, that even though they were stolen and will never be able to find out whether there were actually 100 jelly beans in the jar, still Rabbi Shimon's going to say, even in that case, a person would inject himself into a state of safek. Says the Ran, what happened to the principle here of koach te'ra defle? So we're gonna interpret the case where the guy says, I'm a nazir if there's 100 jelly beans in the jar, and then the jelly beans were stolen, in order to elucidate the shita of Rav Shimon, who's machmir. We're gonna try to set up the brisa to tell us how machmir Rav Shimon is. What about the koach te'ra adif? We should try to focus on the shita of Rav Yehuda. So the Ran explains, what's the whole shita? The whole point of koach te'ra adif is that it takes a lot of bravery to be, a lot of confidence to be, to be mekil and to be matur something. That's why koach te'ra adif. Over here, it's not Rabbi Yehuda's koach te'heter. He's relying on a pasuk of kiyafli, that ein lo nitna naziris ela lafla. So therefore, this is not like some fantastic heter of Rabbi Yehuda that we should, call out to be, to publicize, because he is simply, teaching up psukim. He has a basis, excuse me, in the psukim as to why he holds that lo nitna naziris ela lahafla. Okay. So that's another way that we can interpret the stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Meseches Taros about Naziris. Again, our Mishnah, which said Stam Nedarim are lahachmir, is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. And the Mishnah, which said that Stam Naziris is lahakel, is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So we said it's a stira, it's not a stira, it's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Now the rest of the Gemara, until the end of the Amud, is going to unpack some of the end of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Stam Truma B'Yehuda. So we had a case of Stam Truma B'Yehuda, that it said that Truma B'Yehuda, it's going to be like Truma Salishka, then the object is going to be forbidden, but in Galil, it's going to be Mutter, because it's not a valid Neder, because in Galil, nobody refers to Truma Salishka as Truma, they only refer to Truma's Goren as Truma. Truma's Goren, regular Truma of grain, is a Davara Aser, it's not a Davara Neder. You can't be Matfis a Neder in a Davara Aser, and therefore in Galil, it's not going to be a valid Neder. There. Says the Gemara, Hamakirin Asurin. Aye, but if in Galil they did refer to Truma Salishka as Tam Truma, then we would say that it's Asur. Alma Sveika Lechumra. Aye, even Rav Yehuda then is telling me that Sveika Lechumra. But says the Gemara, but Ema Seifa. But you can't ask like that, because look at the Seifa. Stam Charamim. The Yehuda Mutarim, Stam Charamim, in Yehuda, it's going to be Mutar, because in Yehuda, everybody refers to Cherme Kohanim as Cherem, and Cherme Kohanim, the reason that it's Mutar is because you're not being Noder on a Davara Noder or a Davara Asur, because Cherme Kohanim means property that Kohanim own. Property that Kohanim own is like regular chulin to themselves. Therefore, you're not asuring anything. Stam charamim b'Yehuda mutarim u'begalil asurim. But a Galil is going to be asur. Shein anshei Galil makirin es cherme Kohanim. Because the Anshei HaGalil do not know what Cherme Kohanim is. Therefore, when the Anshei HaGalil refer to Cherem, they, by definition, are referring to Cherem as Hektish. But the Diyuk is, Hamakirin Mutarim. But if the Anshei HaGalil did sometimes refer to Cherme Kohanim as Cherem, then it would be Mutar, even though we're Mesupa. Did they mean Cherme Kohanim? Do they mean Cherem as in Hektish? We would say that it's going to be mutter. Alma sfeika lakula. Alma that safek is lakula. So we have a stira in our own Mishnah. Samar Abaya. So says Abaya. Seifa Rav Elazar Barav Tzadoki. So the seifa of the Mishnah is Rav Elazar Barav Tzadok. The Tanya. Rav Yehuda Omer. Stam Truma bi Yehuda Asura. That Stam Truma in Yehuda is going to be Asur. And Rav Elazar Barav Tzadok Omer. Stam Charamim bi Galil Asurim. That Stam Cherem in Galil is going to be Asur, because nobody refers to Cherme Kohanim in Galil. So, in other words, that so the Mefarish over here explains, as the Machlokas Ranim Mefarish, what this means, but the Mefarish explains, Ha'im Hayu Makirim Cherme Kohanim, Nami Staman Mutter. But even if they did know Cherme Kohanim, then some of the Stam would be Mutter, the Sfeika Lakula, the Reisha Rav Yehuda, the Sefer Rav Elazar. So, the way the Mefarish explains this is that the Reisha is Rav Yehuda. We had made a diak that Rav Yehuda would go Lechumra in the case of Safek. In the Sefer of the Mishnah, it seems that if there's a Safek, we would go Lakula. That's right, because that is the Shita of Rav Elazar, not the Shita of Rav Yehuda. And if you look in the Ran, we have 2 minutes, so let's look at the Ran inside. The last Ran over here, Amar Abaya, Sefer Rav Elazar, Barab Tzadaki, the Masnisan, Treta Noihi. You can't say that our entire Mishnah is one Tana. That's the bottom line, says the Ran. Reisha Rav Yehuda, the Sfer Le Seika Lechumra, Vulididei, Enechinami, the Stam Charamim, Behuda Nami Asurim, Stam Charam in Yehuda would also be Asur, because we're Mesupak. Do you mean Cherme Kohanim, or do you mean Ektish? Vesefer Rav Elazar, Barab Tzadak, Yemar Stam Charamim, Begalil Asurim, Levishay Makirinus Cherme Kohanim, Homakirin Mutarim. But if there was even the slightest injection of a safek, it would be mutter. The sveika lakula. Therefore, in Yehuda, where they recognize Cherme Kohanim and Cherem as in Hektish, it was going to be Mutter because Stam is Lakula, according to Rav Elazar, Barav Tzadok. And so too, says the Ran, and now we'll just finish up outside because we don't have time to finish reading it up inside. So too, by Stam Truma in Yehuda, also Rav Elazar, Barav Tzadok would say it's Mutter. And Rav Yehuda would say it's Aser, because Rav Yehuda is always going to go Lechumra, Rav Elazar, Rav Tzadik is always going to go Lekula, and then the Ran finishes off by saying that the fact that one of the segments in the Mishnah refers to Truma, and the other refers to Cherem, is Stam, that simply depends on the Lashon that they heard from the Rebbe, right? Because the Shita is Safek Lechumra or Safek Lekula. It doesn't matter whether the object of the Safek is Cherem or whether the object of the Safek is going to be Truma. It just depends on whether it's Lekula, Lechumra. So again, to sum up, we had said our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah Naziris is Rabbi Yehuda. The end of our Mishnah, one part of it is like Rabbi Yehuda. The other part is like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadok. The rabbi is, thank God, back for an Adarim Daf Chaf. You'll see what I mean tomorrow. He's going to pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow. Hope everybody has a wonderful day.